This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Aha! 7 minutes after the hour, time for, yes, our weekly review of the talk radio items that have been deemed important by the likes of Michael Harrison and his crew, his staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor-in-chief. He's the editor and publisher, in fact. He couldn't get much more on top as the chief of that enterprise than occupy the position that he does. So let's turn it over to him.
No one does anything I ask.
Nobody does, really? They just ignore you? Is that it? That's how it
I
works?
Am the most ignored person.
No, I am.
I have such an extraordinary staff of people working at Talkers that sometimes they go, oh, him.
Yeah, who's he?
He's the guy that goes on with Doug and takes all the credit for our hard work.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just eliminate you and have Kevin Casey on next week.
Even Kevin has it soft. He has hundreds of people under him.
Hundreds.
We're so big, we have to have one of those catering trucks pull up at lunchtime.
Really?
In front of the Talkers Tower.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the NFL playoffs, which is very exciting for NFL fans, and that includes about three-quarters of the country. At number 9, the Dylann Roof death sentence. At number 8, the Meryl Streep Golden Globe speech. At number 7, the Trump business separation plan, or lack thereof. At number 6, Obamacare repeal efforts. At number 5, Obama's farewell speech. At number 4, the FBI Justice Department Clinton email investigation that carries on. We have Trump cabinet nominations collectively at number 3. Number 2, the Russian hacking and the Trump dossier case, or dossier. At number 1, the Trump press conference. Trump.
Here are the people. Trump.
We have Dylann Roof at number 10, Meryl Streep at number 9, Ben Carson at number 8, 7, Mike Pompeo, James Mattis at number 6, Rex Tillerson at 5, number 4, Jeff Sessions, number 3, Barack Obama, number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of this past week on news talk stations across the country, like the one the people are listening to now.
I hear that Vladimir Putin is going to get a cabinet position in the Trump administration. Do you hear that?
I heard Trump has a cabinet position in the Kremlin.
Really? Well, according to C-SPAN, it got hacked this week by the Russians.
It's nutty.
Oh, my God. Number
dangerous,
2 on
dangerous
the
times. This is all very dangerous.
Really is. Is it dangerous or is it funny?
I think that when no one knows what to believe and everything that is critical of any politician is called slanted or biased, and people buy into that and people seek victory and not truth, I think that we are in a dangerous period when most of us cannot agree on what is reality. That's when you have mass hysteria. It's chaotic. It's very dangerous.
Can I tell you what I believe?
Yeah.
I believe that most of these people are well-intentioned, good people. I think there are some bad people among the political elite. But when I see Joe Biden on the dais, and even Obama when he delivered his speech, even if you despise what he's done, I think that there's room for anybody with a heart to believe that these people are real, they have emotions, you can't hide them all. I looked at the letter that the two Bush girls sent to the two Obama girls, not only the one they sent to him 8 years ago, but the one they sent him on Thursday, which basically says to them, now you belong to the same club we do. Enjoy it. What a wonderful opportunity you've had. Look at the experiences you've enjoyed. Look at what we get out of it. Look at what other children who've lived in the White House have gotten out of their experiences there. Look what you have to go with in terms of experience to move forward with. It was a fabulously positive message. I think that despite all of the stuff that comes from people who have other reasons, other messages, other axes to grind. Yeah, other things that have happened that we don't like, some of us. Yep, there are. I didn't think that George Bush was much of a president. I still don't think he was really a great president, but it took him until the second half of his second term to figure out who his real friends were, and then he managed to push the ones that were not his friends, including Rumsfeld and Cheney, out of the way. But I just think that we are so hard and so harsh, kind of like as a tab to what you were just saying, Michael, that everything's chaotic, but people are still people. And when you look at some of this stuff, maybe bad judgments on the part of some, maybe they're all calculated, I don't know. But when I see people show their real, what I think, I'm not even that cynical to think they aren't, and I'm pretty cynical about stuff, that they aren't real emotions. You might be going to come back to me and say, nope, it's all fake.
No, I just, I went out for a bagel.
Oh, good. Did you get a good one?
Are you finished yet?
Blueberry bagel.
Yeah, now, what you're saying is nice, and what you're saying is true.
Is it?
And yes, they are all people, and that's what's wrong with them.
Mm. Subject to the frailties and vulnerabilities.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Being.
We're all stuck with the fact that, you know, the human race is capable of incredible beauty and incredible ugliness.
Yep.
It's wired into our DNA. It's almost as if we were put here by a plan to test us.
Weren't we?
It sure looks that way.
Yep. Otherwise, how do you explain all that? You know, our brains are not developed to the point where we really can explain all this stuff. So we make up things. We find what's comfortable.
Is that ever the truth? What you just said is profound. Yeah, a lot of us make up things to fill the gap for so much that is inexplicable to us and beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
We don't even have the words to describe the mysteries that surround us. But bringing this down to earth, human nature is a struggle between our best angels and our worst demons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true for our leaders. And that's why they say some of the worst horrible people that have caused death and destruction by gaining power over countries could be, on certain occasions when you know them personally, very charming and and caring. How do you deal with that? So, you know.
Well, we don't deal with it because we don't want to believe it because we're playing the hits. And when you listen to AC music, you don't want to listen to classic rock or country. And that's kind of what we've done with television and radio to a point, anyway. And to the press, the printed media has become the same. We're all sort of trollops here. Well, most of us, not you and me, and I don't mean that to be facetious because we aren't, but there are very few of us. They all think that they've got a mission. Some of them believe in it because it's their bread and butter, and they tell you whatever they had to tell you to get paid. And others are really, it's their blood. They really believe some of this crap. And
yeah, well, again, I bringing it back to earth, I think that right now the media is in chaos, the press is in chaos, the First Amendment is in chaos, and that's dangerous. There's only one thing worse than a corrupt media, a corrupt journalism, and that's no journalism.
Yep.
So we are in danger.
Down a slippery slope.
Oh, it's very dangerous.
And people look to, or have looked to, we go back to the quote-unquote golden age of talk radio, when there were a lot of guys on the air, not many women. The women were doing advice shows, but the men, like Jerry Williams and J.P. McCarthy and the Gamblings and Gene Burns and Michael Jackson, and we can go back to that whole class of people that were around for 20, 25 years at the beginning and through the middle era of talk, that just didn't have the same point of view as what shaped up to be the next generation, the Limbaugh generation. And so, you know, we now think that these people are always right. Not always right. They're often wrong. But the guys who were around at first, they just kind of, they didn't pick their favorites. They just, they just went. And
they had a relationship with the listeners, and it was based on the premise that anybody in power has to be looked at with intense scrutiny.
Jaundice eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all.
Suspicion.
Don't when the media becomes an arm of the government or an arm of the political class, it's useless.
Right.
On the other hand, if the media is on its own mission to have power and influence without any roots in credibility or altruism, well, then it's dangerous, too.
Michael has just said something, excuse me, Michael, for a second, that is probably one of the most important things he's ever said. I'll reinterpret it. If you like what happens in China and Russia and every place else pretty much around the world except for Western Europe, where the news media is controlled by the government, then you'll love what goes on there and we should all move there. If you want a free press with the ability to underscore and get at things that are really wrong, not because of the bias of the people who are going after that which is wrong, but just because that's their job, that's, I think, where the gray line is now that you're talking about, Michael, and that is, you know, we're headed, if we don't straighten it out, to something that is even worse than the government controlling the news media. Food for thought, 17 after the hour on the countdown.
Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruise's Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
Here is a question. When does no, N-O, spell yes, Y-E-S? N-O, in this circumstance, created by Mother Nature as nitric oxide. N-O is yes. You want to say yes to getting your blood flowing. N-O, nitric oxide, commands the blood vessels to relax so they can expand. That reduces your blood pressure, increases circulation, and gets oxygen to your entire body so you can get blood into your muscles, into your brain, into every single part of your body. And now here's how you get it. You call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go online to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com. It's Super Beats. Get all the benefits. 800-655-4183, or go online to order. You'll like what you see at DougLikesBeats.com.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
I'm going to make a prediction right now, Michael. That,
all right.
On the people list, we have three names, Jeff Sessions, Rex Tillerson, and Ben Carson, all up for approval in the Senate to be confirmed for various candidates. As cabinet members, I think they're all going to be approved without too much huffing and puffing, with the exception of the two men who have already declared their interest in becoming the next president of the United States, not this time, but 4 years from now, Marco Rubio and the senator from New Jersey, whose name just went
Booker?
Out of my mind.
Cory Booker?
Cory Booker, yep. Yep, both of them running. What do you bet?
Oh, I there's no doubt.
All right, 21 after the hour.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the seat of knowledge when it comes to the world of news talk radio. Go to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. All kinds of things are going on there. Check out Talkers at talkers.com. We're going through the stories and the people, some of the ancillary things that are a part of our conversation this week connected to the change in administration. I don't know. I mean, look at this stuff. It all seems like we've been there before. Does it to you? I mean, a lot of people got their panties in a wad about Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep would have been nice to actually hear her talk about her career. Because, you know, we all kind of know what she thinks about Trump. Why do we have to listen to it again? And so I lost a bit of starch for her. I think she's a great actress. But, you know, she's, again, we talk about she's a human being, and so she wanted to be herself, quote unquote.
I'll tell you the whole thing that bugs me about the Trump-Streep thing was that one of the first things he hurled back at her in his tweets was that she's overrated.
Right. That was not a smart thing to say.
Why does he have to belittle?
He's not smart about that. He's got Tourette's.
Shut the hell up. She's overrated. She's one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Right.
She's now believing
her publicity, and she's letting it go to her head. Talk about your career, ma'am. That's why you were there, not to give a skewer to Trump. We all know how you guys in the room, for the most part, feel about Trump. Did you see anybody pan to Mel Gibson while she was making her speech? No. They panned to all the people in the audience who would be agreeing with her, but I didn't see anybody in the audience. I mean, I didn't even know anybody besides Mel Gibson, who's not on the other side, who's obvious about it. But it's just more of the same old stuff. And that's why there's this back and forth, Michael. This love-hate this is not the news media. This is just the media. Television. Radio.
Well, movies. Remember the book by Laura Ingraham, Shut Up and Sing? There's this feeling that people like Meryl Streep have no right to weigh in on the political discussion.
Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
But everybody does. What gives you the right? What gives me the right? Look at Donald Trump. What gave him the right? He basically was a reality TV star.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a businessman, but he wasn't famous for being a businessman. He was famous for being a media star.
Mm-hmm.
He was famous for being a celebrity.
Yep.
There are tons of businessmen like him around.
Mm-hmm. There are, who've done very well
right.
and kept themselves under the radar. He chose not to, for whatever the reason. He wanted his name everywhere. Maybe he didn't get breastfed enough as a kid. Who knows what the reason for it is. But he's got a good shtick going, and a lot of people buy into it. It's the old business about don't worry about what you say about me. Just spell my name right.
It seems to work in his case. It seems to work, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
But I think every citizen has the right to say what they want to. I don't think it's that wise. I mean, I think, if you're going to have a Golden Globes Award situation, talk about movies, talk about your career. But they're in the same game everybody else is, and look at all the attention Streep and the Golden Globes got, none of which would have come their way had she just talked about her career.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is that what it's all about? Is that just it from now
that's
on?
That's what it's becoming.
Yeah.
It's not all about that, but it's almost all about that, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are a lot of people who do a lot of things to get noticed. Some do them accidentally on purpose. Some of them do them on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what do we need to have a reminder about Glenn Beck? He goes to court to sue somebody about something, and the report is that. Yeah, he's in court. Does everybody know why he's in court? No. They just know he's there. Lots of coverage. Let's go get Glenn back. I mean, nobody knows what he's really in court for. But it's a way of getting his name in the public. Does he do it by choice? I don't know. I don't know him well enough. I just know that that's been the ramification in a time when he needs a little bit more attention directed toward him. Was it on purpose or accidental? You make up your mind. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The hot hits, the big discussion topics in the world of news talk radio. And the information comes to us every week through the courtesy of the work of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He also does a weekly podcast called Up Close and Far Out. And in these candid conversations, he discusses with people who are in the biz, people who are part of the media, people who are not, people who are newsmakers, people who are thought provokers, just people who have something to say. And Michael pulls out of them material that they might not give to other people. And such is the case with this this week's interview with or discussion with Sid Rosenberg. I think it's a misnomer to call it an interview, don't you?
I don't like to do interviews. I like to do dialogues.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do an interview because the person is so unprepared to do a dialogue that they, you know, and that's why I don't like to talk to the people that are on tour or, you know, promoting a book.
Right.
Or they may have a book, but, you know, where they're just there to answer questions like a news conference.
Check page 43 of my book.
Yeah, but, you know, where they expect it to be all questions and all answers. Mm-hmm. I enjoy, in terms of my radio work or my podcast work, to do a dialogue. Well, you and I are having a dialogue. You haven't been asking me questions and me answering them. It's been going up and back. I don't think we've even asked more than one question of each other in the last half hour.
No, we don't. Dylan Roof. Michael, what do you think about his being condemned to death?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interview.
Yeah.
And it's a very interesting thing when I do these podcasts, and you have guests on your daily radio show. You don't really know going into it what it's going to be if you don't know the person.
Yeah. Right.
And it's very frustrating.
I don't want to know. I don't want to have somebody give me a list of questions. I don't want to have that. I don't want to do that.
But I'm talking about you don't know how they're going to approach it.
Right.
Have you ever had the interviewee that doesn't listen to you and they just keep talking?
I've had that. I've also had people that I've asked questions of or tried to have a conversation. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
No. Maybe. Well, that's a possibility. I hadn't thought of it. We've all done those. Yeah.
Did you and I talk about Jerry Lewis a few weeks ago? Was that with you that I had that conversation?
No. What was the conversation?
Jerry Lewis. It's on YouTube. Jerry Lewis recently gave an interview to The Hollywood Reporter on video. Mm-hmm. And obviously something happened right before the interview began that ticked him off. And he's 90-something years old now, and he never was a very nice guy anyway.
Nope.
He's always been kind of ornery and edgy.
Yep.
Well, something ticked him off with the youth or the lack of respect or whatever that the young interviewer who was asking him questions. And he only answered with yes or no. Or two-word answers with a really nasty attitude. And it went on for, 15, 20 minutes. It was painfully uncomfortable.
Awful. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Anybody interested in this kind of thing, you know, the dissection of an interview, boy, that's a case they should show in broadcasting schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just kept throwing questions at him. I said, when is this kid going to run out of questions?
When's he going to realize what's going on, really?
You know, I would have said, Mr. Lewis, are you angry at me or are you just a nasty guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I think that's the real part of it. It goes back to what we were saying earlier. These people are people. They are just, they're not, they may have better jobs or make more money or, whatever it is, but they, it's like we put these folks, whether they're politicians or stars, whatever we call them, or acting, put them on a pedestal. Some people that do talk radio, we're just like everybody else. We are all collectively just like everybody else. We put our pants on one leg at a time. We got to take a dump every day, take a shower, get nourishment, and, there are different ways of living after that, but that's what keeps us, and it isn't just Americans, it's people all over the planet that are like that. So when you begin to believe your own publicity and think that you're different, better than, whatever it is that what happens sometimes? You know, this conversation you have this week on Close and Far with a radio host named Sid Rosenberg, he's been through a lot. He's had his demons. He's quite a good performer, and you get a lot out of him.
I get everything out of him. It's totally without any inhibition. I was respectful because I knew he would be that way, and I didn't put him in any situation that I would be taking advantage of his candid nature. Mm-hmm. But now he talks about his drug addiction, alcoholism, gambling, losing jobs, having people in the industry trying to keep him from making a comeback. Tremendous honesty. And it's one of my favorite dialogues. I have about 120 of them now up in the archives of the Up Close and Far Out series, mm-hmm. and this mm-hmm. one is one of my favorite.
I hope
there
it's
are some I don't like.
Really?
I'm very hard on myself, and I'm very, very hard on the product that I put out. But
yeah, we don't want to talk about what you didn't like. I'm just hoping that the one you did with me was right up there.
I thought the one with
Rosen
you was one of the best, because you and I have dialogues.
Well, because you and I know each other, and we don't have to pull any punches. One wonders, let's take that a step further, shall we, for a moment?
Yeah.
What a lot of the news media and conversation on the talk radio stations has been about last week or so has been Obama going on this program, that program, his wife going on this program, that program, and telling stories. And, the people who just can't relent, they can't resist, they think it's all PR. The game's over for these people. They don't have to do any of this. They're doing it because they, I suppose, want a certain amount of it, maybe in the record books for their library. But when Michelle Obama goes on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and talks about her friendship with Laura Bush and the people who were Bush supporters, what? Are you kidding? This woman? She was a friend? She has Laura... What's the matter with Laura Bush? This is the kind of stuff that makes this country, we stumble when we think like that. Why wouldn't you think? Just because they have different ideas about how to live, that doesn't mean they can't be friends. Is everybody that you like, Michael, just like you?
Well, unfortunately, we're at a period right now where friendships actually are being tested by political position. And that is very, very, very sad, mm-hmm. not to mention dangerous. The fabric of the nation could unravel.
If I know somebody doesn't agree with me, I just don't have the conversation.
People think because I'm in talk radio, I walk around, an opinion machine. I try to avoid talking politics in social situations. I let the other ones do the talking, and I nod. Mm-hmm.
When I'm in a social situation, I don't focus. People say, what do you do for a living? I tell them I'm a farmer because I don't want to talk about being in the talk radio business because it's always back to the same thing. Oh, are you just like Rush Limbaugh? Well, mm-hmm. no, in fact, I'm not. And then it gets into that whole business. Well, are you a conservative or a liberal? And even if I was one or the other, and I'm not, I don't care to have that conversation because it's simplistic and goes no place. And nobody learns anything about you, and they put up walls based on what they think rather than what's real. So why go?
And they judge you by your politics.
Yeah.
That's about as smart as judging somebody by what team they support in the National Football League.
By the way, the Yankees still suck.
Okay.
It's 43.
Listen to this, Rosenberg. He talks about what it's like to deal with two teams in one city.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all I know is the Yankees suck. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the people list. Every week, Talkers Magazine does the charts, and included in that are the top 10 stories that seem to have been at the top of many, many discussions on Good Talk Radio programs. And these are the people who were the focus of lots of great discussion. At number 10, Dylan Roof. Number 9, Meryl Streep. Number 8, Ben Carson. Number 7, Mike Pompeo. Number 6, James Mattis. 5 belongs to Rex Tillerson. 4, Jeff Sessions. 3, Barack Obama. 2, Vlad Bad Putin Pukin. And number 1 is Donald Trump. Be interesting to see how long it will take Barack Obama to drop off of the top 10 list. I'm going to guess that it'll be the next 8 or 9, maybe 10 weeks. I think you won't see his name anymore. All right, there we are. Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Review. Up close and far out, Michael Harrison's weekly podcast. This week you'll check out the great comeback of Sid Rosenberg, one of the most talented discussers, discussionists, if you will, on the radio. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly event here, now 43 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Purple Heart Foundation is a proud supporter of The Dana Show. Because of your car and cash donations, a difference is being made in the lives of veterans and their families nationwide. It's important to remember the challenges our veterans face when they return home, and it's not just about the emotional and psychological challenges. Veterans return home to mountains of paperwork and ridiculous amounts of red tape associated with receiving their benefits. A large number of veterans just give up because the process is so daunting. The Purple Heart Foundation is dedicated to helping our warriors fight for their benefits. Their national service officers around the country work side by side with veterans, not giving in until they receive their benefits. You can't put a dollar value on the importance of this kind of service for our soldiers. Call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
Here is a question. When does no, N-O, spell yes, Y-E-S? N-O, in this circumstance, created by Mother Nature as nitric oxide. N-O is yes. You want to say yes to getting your blood flowing. N-O, nitric oxide, commands the blood vessels to relax so they can expand. That reduces your blood pressure, increases circulation, and gets oxygen to your entire body so you can get blood into your muscles, into your brain, into every single part of your body. This is the point that I think is most compelling when we're talking about if there's an argument for using superbeets, this is it. This is an indispensable nutrient that is present in your mother's milk. It ensures growth and development with a strong immune system. And it goes on and on through your life. So by the time you get into your 40s, that stuff kind of gets weak. And you need to enhance it like Jennifer does, like Victoria does, like Kara does, like I do. And now here's how you get it. You call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go online to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com. It's Super Beats. Get all the benefits. 800-655-4183. Or go online to order. You'll like what you see at DougLikesBeats.com.
Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guests' preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruises Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
And now it's time for a review of the stories. That is the list, the official list. We get at it, and then sometimes we digress. At number 10, what's going on in the talk radio world regarding sports and sports activities, et cetera, et cetera. The end of the NFL season certainly is there. Number 9, the death sentence given to Dylann Roof, what that's all about. Number 8, Meryl Streep's Golden Globe speech, and what she did she squander an opportunity to really make the business look good. Number 7, whether or not Trump's business separation plan works as legal value. Number 6, repeal efforts of the Affordable Health Care Act and that discussion. The farewell speech of the president. Number 5, FBI being investigated by another arm of the government. Number 4, cabinet nominations. Number 3, the hacking by the Ruskies. Number 2, and the president-elect, Mr. Trump, and his press conference. That's it. That's the overview of the hot hits this week in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and I go through a lot of this exercise every week, not necessarily knowing where each one of us is going to go, and that's why, as he pointed out, this is a discussion, not an interview about the stories and the things that are part of this conversational medium, as we think it should be conducted. If we were kings of the world of talk radio, every radio program would sound just like this one. Right?
Well, yeah, when you stopped coming to the rehearsals for this show, that's when I realized we have to wing it.
Right. Who's got the best voice in talk radio?
I guess the one who has the most listeners.
No.
Who has the best voice in talk radio?
How do we measure? You know, the old days, when you and I got started, it was the guys who smoked cools and gargled with razor blades that made it. And they always had a glass of ice water around. And those were the people who were the good radio announcers because they had those big, deep voices. And I find now, as I listen around, I want to hear a voice that's interesting. So I don't know whether it's the best. Is the best the most interesting? Is the best the deepest? Is the best
the best is whatever anybody thinks is the best.
Uh-huh.
That's why I laughed. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, the best voice is, according to our little EKG machine here, I call all these things that have the graphs on them that.
Yes. Lovely.
There's no way.
It's an exercise because some people do judge those folks they like to listen to by the way their voice sounds. They may not
sometimes subconsciously.
Yeah,
I don't know anymore if it's like, wow, that guy's got a great voice. He should be on the BBC. Because when we started in radio, your voice counted, but that changed rather rapidly. I became involved in progressive underground rock radio, and sometimes if you had too good a voice, you sounded plastic.
Right.
They hired guys that sounded like that because they were authentic.
Right. Authentic. That's a great word. That's the word of the day. I'm trying to be more authentic. That's what it is.
Yeah. A radio voice, just like in acting, if you're an orator, you know, if you speak like this, doesn't necessarily qualify you to play a real person any longer. And yet if you look back in the old days, a lot of the actors in the movies, they played, you know, regular guys, but they spoke like this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the media, in terms of presentations, has always sought authenticity, and the definition of authenticity changes from decade to decade. Therefore, there's no such thing as real, pure authenticity. It's what passes as authenticity, depending upon the mode and the style of the moment.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from the man who's on top of the world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison. Check out the Talkers 10 top weekly topics at talkers.com. 10 minutes before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does, with the legal opinions on some of the top stories of the week, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the author of the book Identity Theft Alert, rules that you have to follow to protect yourself from the crime of identity theft. Man, every week you look at this stuff. The latest hack is C-SPAN getting hacked by the Russian network. Is there anything that's safe? If you want to read about it, read Identity Theft Alert or check out Steve Wiseman's website, which is Scamicide, Scamicide.com. Member of the faculty at Bentley University, an eminent lawyer. Let's talk about some of it. Let's go to the hack. And
sure.
I maintain this is all Snowden. Everything that's been done is all Snowden. What do you think?
You know, no, the Russians were very adept at hacking us and everyone else prior to Snowden. However, I will go along with it. You know, when Snowden came out as what he considers a whistleblower, I would have taken him at a lot more face value, and if he hadn't gone to Russia, if he hadn't supplied information to Russia, I think this is a guy that, you know, when you had then Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, stealing information about the Iraq war and Afghanistan war, there may have been some violations of law, but I think there was more principle involved there. This one was turning over sensitive information to our adversaries. So, yeah, Snowden didn't do America well.
There you go. How about that? Next item on the list. That was, by the way, number two on the list. Next item, Trump's business separation plan. How is that? There's no real constitutionality. There's no law. So if you could challenge him, is there a legal way to challenge? Because you know that his enemies are going to be looking for that, and they try to impeach him. Based on whatever it is that he's doing. What do you think?
it's going to be real issues, because what's so interesting here is we never have had a president with the extensive international businesses and business connections that the president-elect does have. And, you know, there's nothing, it wasn't anything illegal at this point, but suddenly the people who are running the ethics offices are having to look at and interpret regulations that were never meant to be applied to a situation as complex as this. And I think you're right. I think this is going to be a continuing issue as it goes, you know, as the years go by, and issues of, is there going to be pressure put on the president-elect because of countries where he has a financial stake, and they may put pressure on him to do things, or else they will do untoward stuff against his businesses. I mean, this is just a whole new area, and forget about the laws that we have. They're not up to the task, so there's going to be a lot of interpretation. A lot of interpretation is going to be a lot of name-calling, but it will be huge.
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 Right. Capital letters, huge. Let's see, number four on the countdown this week, the Justice Department investigating the FBI. This song was getting silly. The government investigating the government. It's too many people. Government's too big. What else can you say about this?
Well, you know, it is kind of interesting. First of all, you are... you've got the Department of Justice investigating FBI Commissioner, FBI head Comey, and his investigation of Hillary Clinton. You know, you point out an interesting thing. I was reading a study of great societies and what caused their falls. And one of the things that they all seem to have in common was incredibly complex bureaucracies. Yeah. And I'm not saying that's going to bring about the fall of America, but we do have such a complex set of differing bureaucracies that are supposed to be governing that it does make a really effective governance all the more difficult.
Yep. You don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
It's just too big. It's just too big.
Yep.
All right, let's take a quick shot at the Dylann Roof sentencing. Given his mental state, I'm not sure this was the best option, but I don't know what the right option is. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, here was a guy that represented himself both in the trial and the sentencing, at which he was not surprisingly sentenced to death. Nothing's going to happen fast in this, because by him representing himself, there was going to be open to appeal throughout the courts. So who knows if and when this will resolve. It'll take years.
Yeah. All right. There's an overview of some of the important legal aspects of the conversations about some of these stories this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.